Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Mahogany Bookkeeping provides a full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, sales tax, and much more. To schedule a consultation with Mahogany Bookkeeping, click the Buy button on this ad or visit mahoganybookkeeping.com. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun, financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm so excited to be back another week on my new show here on Biz Radio Asheville. As always, want to thank the listeners for downloading the podcast and keep downloading it because that will allow us to be on more streaming platforms. So let's jump right into today's show because I'm very excited to have this young lady on today. So today's guest is a National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach. A health coach is a guide and mentor who empowers you and provides ongoing support and guidance as you set goals and make sustainable changes that improve your health and happiness, which I know all of the listeners can definitely appreciate. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Jade Williams, owner of Wildflower Wellness. Welcome, Jade.
Thank you for having me, Veronica.
Absolutely. So we always start off the show. I like to let the listeners know, where is our guest from? A lot of people aren't from Western North Carolina. So tell us where you're from, how you made it to Western North Carolina, and how you became a wellness coach.
So I had a very nomadic upbringing. I was born in New Jersey. So I'm a Jersey girl by birth. I grew up in New Jersey, New York, Florida, and California before made my way to Western North Carolina. Yes. So all over. I moved to Asheville in 2006. I had been in college for a couple of years in Southern California, but my family had abandoned me out there and moved back to the East Coast. So,
of course.
Yeah. So
as true New Yorkers and those from New Jersey would do.
Right. Yeah. So I decided, okay, well, I guess I will pack up and move to North Carolina as well. And I have been here ever since, with the exception of a brief stint in Eastern Tennessee right out of nursing school. I've been in this area for 15 years now, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. So you actually, we kind of have a rule here. If you've had children here, raised children, you've been here at least 10 years, you're from Asheville.
Okay, so cool. Yeah, I don't have the children, but you definitely I have been here for over 10 years.
Yeah. So you mentioned going to nursing school. So is that what kind of got you into being a wellness coach?
It did. Yeah. So my background is in nursing. I worked as a registered nurse for just under 10 years before transitioning into full-time health coaching. So that's definitely what led me to health coaching. Nursing, as we have all seen, especially over the past year and a half, it is an incredible field. Nurses do a ton. And I did nursing in all kinds of areas. So I did, med surge, kind of your standard floor nursing. I did emergency. I worked in the home. I worked in the clinic setting. So I experienced nursing just in a lot of different facets. But for me, it was like there was just always something missing for me. I couldn't quite find my niche in it. And I really wanted to figure out a way to help people just kind of take their health into their hands a little bit more. So wanting to focus more on preventative care and, our habits and our lifestyle and equipping people and empowering people to be able to make those decisions that are going to benefit their overall health and wellness for good. And just being able to just partner and collaborate with people who are wanting to do that. So that's kind of what led me into the health coaching world.
Wow, that's awesome. And especially now, you know, people are just more open about mental health. And especially with this pandemic, it really forced people to just sit down, and really understand what's going on with my health, what's important. So tell us a little bit about Wildflower Wellness Approach.
Yeah, so Wildflower Wellness is my coaching practice that I started. And I really just look at it in a holistic way. So, you know, a lot of times in typical medicine, you know, you're treating a disease or an illness. But with what I do with my coaching clients, I really like to look at all aspects of their well-being. So, you know, your sleep, your relationships, you know, maybe there's job stress that is impacting your health and wellness. And yes, you know, mental health is huge right now. And, you know, our mental health can impact our physical health and and vice versa. So just having this holistic view of people and their health and wellness. So not, you know, compartmentalizing anything, but just looking at it as a whole. And, you know, it's a puzzle. And it's just, you know, these various pieces that all fit and work together.
That's awesome. And you know, you came from a background where a registered nurse can make an amazing income. It's very not regimented, but you know that, hey, I can work a job for 4 days a week, so many hours, I can have days off. And I know it could have been very scary jumping into this entrepreneurship world for those those listeners that are in health and wellness, or they have a standard job, you know, with a hospital or some type of outpatient. What advice can you give them? What was it that made you kind of want to step out on faith and kind of move out of the traditional healthcare and really start this holistic approach?
Well, I think, and yes, it is definitely a leap of faith and it is a little scary, but I always wanted to be able to work for myself. Even when I was a nurse, I would say, I just want to be able to work for myself. And I would have people tell me, like, well, you can't do that. You're a nurse. That's just not really an option. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, just kept going and kept pursuing it. And even as a kid, I think I was a little mini entrepreneur as a child, just with like little things I would do. I remember like making flyers and, you know, taking them around the neighborhood to be a mother's helper because I was a little too young to babysit on my own. So I think I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And I think it's just about just doing it and pursuing it and, you know, just knowing that if it's in line with your passions and your values and the vision that you have for yourself, then it's worth the risk. And that's what I'm doing. So just taking this leap and believing in what I'm doing, you know, I know that it's beneficial. I know that it can absolutely make such a difference and impact people. And I know that it's my calling. It's the way that I want to impact people and make a difference. So just going for it.
Yeah. And I love that you said it's your calling, you know, and a lot of times it takes people a very long time and you're still young in, you know, this journey. So I'm very excited for you that you know that this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And we've talked before that people have been reaching out to you. So, you know, listeners, if you're out there thinking, well, I'm kind of nervous, I don't want to leave this W-2 job, I know that I have this consistent income coming in, you can also start this on the side, you know, and there's so many ways that you can contract yourself out. Jay, can you just talk a little bit about that, like how you were able to start planting those seeds in the community to start getting your name out there for people to know that this is something that you did in addition to just being a registered nurse?
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel really fortunate that as I, you know, have stepped out and just taken this leap and pursuing this, that I've just had amazing opportunities and doors have just opened for me, just seemingly out of nowhere. So, you know, I've had it where, you know, I've had, you know, a physician who I've worked with previously who has her own practice, you know, reach out to me to partner with her as she's starting her own coaching aspect of her private practice. So, you know, working a lot alongside of her to be a coach for her patients. I've had opportunities to teach. I got my coaching certification through Vanderbilt University. So I've had opportunities to partner alongside them. They work with Meharry Medical College students, and all of their first year med students are required to take health coach training, which I think is amazing to you know, instill this into, you know, the next generation of physicians. So I have been able to train train current medical students. So I've had the opportunity to do that. And Jay,
let me just ask you real quick, when you said that you did your certification through Vanderbilt in Tennessee, did you do that remote or was that in person?
So most of it was remote. We had two intensive weekend sessions where we actually did have to go in person to Nashville. You know, we had to do demonstrations of skills, learning different things, you know, get feedback on it. So most of it was remote. So I was able just to, you know, be at home and doing all of it.
Wonderful.
But twice, yeah. So, you know, very convenient. But two times during the course of my program, I did actually travel to Nashville for a couple of intensive sessions.
And that's not bad at all. And, you know, what is the certification to be a health and wellness coach if folks are out there thinking this might be something that they want to do?
Yes. So you kind of have to be a little mindful and careful because really anybody can just slap a label on themselves and call and say that they're a wellness coach. But, you know, you want to find somebody who is legit if you are, you know, wanting to go this route and seeking out health coaching for yourself. So there are approved courses all over the country through various schools that have been approved from the National Board for Health and Wellness Coaching to train people in the standards of health coaching practice. Seeking out people who have gone through this training is the way to ensure that you're going to be connected to somebody who, you know, meets these minimum standards.
Yeah, we talk about mentorship all the time on Biz Radio Asheville because that's key. It's like, why reinvent the wheel when there's so many people that have done it before you or at least have similar experiences that you kind of could just lean on? So I love that, you know, trying to find someone that's already been down that path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And once you go through your approved training course, then once you pass that, and for most of them, you do have to do an actual practicum where you're required to coach a set amount of people. So for mine, it was 70 people before I could even complete. Not 70 people, 70 sessions. Let me clarify that. So right. 70 coaching
that's
sessions.
That's still a lot.
It is a lot. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. And, you know, and that's to make sure that you are, you know, like I said, you're meeting those standards of operating as a health and wellness coach. So once you do that, you meet these requirements, then you're eligible to take the national board examination. So that's what I did. I took my exam last year and passed that, which I was so excited about.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that's good to know that there's required hours, there's an exam, and then do you have to do continuing education?
You do, yes. There's continuing education as well, and you renew your certification every 3 years through the national board.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So we love to give tips and jewels to listeners. And I definitely wanted to pick your brain about some of your top tips to be well balanced and to have a healthy lifestyle. And then we definitely wanted to plug all your social media platforms, your website, any things that you have going on that you want to talk about. But definitely give us some tips that you feel is very key for anybody, regardless of your age, demographics, all that stuff, to be well-balanced and healthy.
Yes, definitely. So I feel like a lot of times the tips just get to a point where it's overwhelming people. You know, there's so much information out there. It's like, oh, well, you know, this line of thinking is that I need to follow this diet, or, you know, this line of thinking says I need to try this new fast. So I really just think keeping it simple is key.
Yes.
And like you said, you know, things that just anybody can follow. So I would say, my top three areas would be to focus on what you eat, your sleep, and moving your feet. So eat, sleep, and feet. So with,
I love that.
Yeah, with eating, you know, 90% of Americans don't actually eat enough vegetables. So focusing on something as simple, you know, how often did our moms tell us to eat our vegetables? So focusing on incorporating a variety of vegetables into your diet just to make sure that, you know, we're getting enough nutrients that we need to try to, you know, prevent deficiencies. So working towards having about half of your meal consist of vegetables and fruits. So that would be my, you know, key main tip around what you're eating.
And then on the food, I mean, listeners, you can have a salad and you can load that bad boy with vegetables.
Absolutely.
Fruit. You don't want to necessarily drench it in ranch.
No, please don't.
But I think we all can do better with that. So I'm definitely going to take note, more veggies and fruit.
Yes, yes. And even things, you know, with incorporating, you know, smoothies, you can add in a handful of greens to your smoothies, you know, keep fresh fruit, you know, out, having that as a snack, you know, can have, you know, carrot sticks and, you know, hummus as snacks, just to finding these little hacks, even just to incorporate more into your day to day is key.
And Jade, if I can just ask, are you vegetarian?
I am vegetarian. Yes.
Yes, I think I'm a flexitarian, you know, I cheat a little bit, I was just talking with my husband today and I said, you know, I think I'm going to try to get back to that because it's really not, I mean, there's so many options now. It's really not as hard. I mean, there's Impossible Whoppers, there's Chipotle, there's Taco Bell, there's all these options.
Absolutely. Yes, and I started my vegetarian journey in high school, so it has been quite a while for me. I do remember. Yeah, it used to be a lot harder, but nowadays it's a lot easier to eat this way. You know, if you're wanting to be vegetarian, vegan, plant based, whatever, you know, there are just so many options out there nowadays to help do that.
I love it.
Yes. So then around sleep, you know, sleep is so important for our health.
I'm so good.
A lot of people are. But, you know, that's we need it. We need good quality sleep. And also we've got to focus on the quantity of sleep as well. So the recommendations for adults is 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Right. Yes, I know. Exactly. So doing what we can, of course, you know, setting goals to say that I'm going to get, you know, 8 hours of sleep every single night is not always realistic. You know, that's not necessarily completely in our control, but doing things that we can to try to set ourselves up to get the most restful sleep that we can. So sleep hygiene practices, you know, maybe meditating before bedtime. You know, some people like to do a stretching practice before bedtime. No screens, 30 minutes to an hour before going to sleep. And I'm preaching to myself here as I'm saying that because I know how difficult it is. But it is so important to try to get good quality sleep because it's going to impact our overall health and our sense of well-being.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people just say, start charging your phone downstairs. You have a two-level house, or put your phone in a different room. Yeah. Because just like you said, I'll put it down and then it'll start vibrating. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, let me check it.
Right. You know? Absolutely. And yes.
So, I've been bad about, if I do wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, then I'm checking on my phone. Mm-hmm. And now I'm up 3 o'clock in the morning, like this morning, until about 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. So sleep 7 to 9 hours, no screen time, 30 minutes to an hour before.
Yes, definitely.
Love it.
Yes. And then moving our feet. So most of us, especially with the pandemic, working remotely, we're sitting so much throughout the day. And it's been said now that sitting is the new smoking. So we have got to make sure that we're being active and that we're moving our bodies. So the recommendation, the physical activity guidelines for adults is 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity each week. So that doesn't have to be all at once, but spreading that out throughout the week would average to about 30 minutes of activity per week. So that's, you know, brisk walking, going for a bike ride, you know, even doing work around, if you have a yard, a garden, doing work outside as well. So working towards getting up to that recommendation of 150 minutes per week. And that's not to say if you're not doing anything right now, you know, let's start small. Don't try to go all in and just say, I'm going to go from 0 to 150 this week. But, you know, just start upping it. I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk around the block twice this week. And then just going from there to try to get to that recommendation. If you do, you know, work from home, if you're sitting a lot, taking, you know, stretch breaks, taking walk breaks, just doing what you can, just to try to incorporate as much movement throughout the day as you can. And that's going to set you up for just increasing your health and your well-being as well by doing that.
And then one thing I know, Jade, you didn't mention, but what is your thoughts on water intake? Do we really have to get half the body weight or 8 glasses? Or what is your recommendation on water?
So, and of course, you know, there's lots of different schools of thought on that. You know, is it the 8 hours, or I'm sorry, 8 glasses per day? I generally do kind of go by the half your body weight in ounces. Mm-hmm. To be an adequate amount. Of course, if you're doing vigorous exercise, if it's hot and you're outside, you're going to want to up that, right. up that intake to account for that. So I do generally kind of follow the half your weight and body ounces from half your body weight in ounces for your yes. water intake.
Well, cool. Well, before we plug your social media platforms, your website, just real quick, your 60-second elevator pitch of why would somebody need your services? Why is it important for someone to have a health and wellness coach?
Well, a coach is really, I'm really here to be a partner with people who are wanting to make just sustainable long-term changes to improve their overall health and wellness. So it's really something that basically anybody can benefit from, because we all could stand to be a little bit healthier. You know, we have so many things that are kind of against us right now that make it easier yes. to have unhealthy habits. So, you know, I'm really here just to be a source of support, to help with accountability for, you know, setting goals and sticking with them, and just really desiring to equip and empower people just to take their health into their hands a little bit more.
Awesome. Well, Jay, thank you so much for being on the show. Please tell the listeners how they can get in contact with you if they want to use your services.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am not on social media. I know it's 2021. Oh. No, I do not have social media, but you can check out my website for Wildflower Wellness. That is wfwell.com, or you can email me, old school email, yes, at jade@wfwell.com also.
And Jade, I'm just teasing you because I literally just got on social media 3 years ago when I started yeah. my business. So I keep telling Jade, listen, you're going to come around, but you have an amazing website. I was going to say, you have an amazing website, email, contact information is there. Thank yes. you so much for doing the work that you're doing, especially being a woman of color. Mm-hmm. And we need that. And yes. you're definitely nowhere near retirement age. So it's nice to see somebody that's younger mm-hmm. that sees that it's important and doing things preventive. And it wasn't that you just started doing this because you were sick. Right. And now you saw the benefits of it. So we need to see more images and people like yourself. So we just want to thank you on behalf of Biz Radio Asheville for what you're doing in Western North Carolina, because it is very important.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. I appreciate it. And like I said, you know, this is my passion. It's definitely what I feel called to do. So I'm just excited to try to spread it to the masses.
Yes. Well, again, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. Please come back next week, same time, same place, 4:30 p.m. on Fridays. And you can stay connected to all things Biz Radio Asheville by going to bizradioasheville.com or getting the app by entering in 36260 as the contact and texting Asheville. So again, Jade, thank you. I feel like I'm already about to go and move my feet.
Yes.
Eat some veggies and some fruit. So, awesome. So have a good one. And listeners, we'll be tuning in next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.